Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 14.
14?
Yes.
How about 114?
That's what I said.
You said 14.
It doesn't matter.
14. It doesn't matter? Okay.
It doesn't matter.
How are you doing this week? I gotta tighten that up. I forget every time.
This week? Well, pretty good. Today, horrible. I almost died in a bouncy house today.
You almost died in a bouncy house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Tell that story.
Okay. Hold on. I need to readjust. Okay. So today was field day at my school.
Field day.
They had three bouncy houses for field day. Popsicles. They were doing karaoke. It was a great time. Okay. So I went in one bouncy house. Me and three of my friends and like two other people were in the bouncy house, jumping around, having fun, okay? Then it started deflating. And it had like gotten like really low. We were touching the ground. And the other side was like popped up. And like this is where I was and this was the other place. Okay? We were holding it up and trying not to pass out because there was very low oxygen right then.
Very low there. Oxygen.
And after like a few minutes of...
Oh, I totally messed up that throw. I'm not left-handed.
Anyways, so...
We'll try that again.
After like a few minutes of us screaming, help! Help! Somebody help! And like kids looking at us, a teacher finally came and got us out.
Okay.
I'm never going in bouncy house again.
Try this again. Right-handed. All right, well, perfect.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Well, Pin.
I'm glad you survived the bouncy house and field day. Thank you to Yellowbird Comics. It's
open 6 days a week.
In Fuquay, North Carolina. Go check them out.
Yeah.
Go on Thursdays and get to see Rob. Go the rest of the day. Well, Tuesdays. Oh, I don't remember that kid's name. Russ, Rob, Trip. They're all there. Go check them out. Let's see. Oh, Allegra Printing. We're going to go back to Allegra Printing next
week. Yay! Allegra Printing for all your printing needs. Traverse City, Michigan. Don't forget.
We will be in Traverse City next week.
Yes,
again.
Come and see us for our 3-day convention, my first ever multi-day convention.
First multi-day convention that we're doing.
With Talking Comics.
And we'll have a booth. We'll have our stuff there. There's a cosplay contest on Sunday morning.
I'll have to bring both of mine.
So you get to sign up Friday or Saturday. The kids' cosplay is at 10:30 on Sunday morning. The convention opens at 11, but you get to go in early, and then all the kids get to parade around the convention. So that'll be fun.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. So,
like a costume parade.
Yeah, like costume parade, but cosplay parade. So that'll be fun. We'll be at Allegra Printing. We are out of our handouts, or we got very, very few of our handouts left. I got like two on my desk here of our handouts left. So I got more of those he's going to print for me while we're there and some other stuff. I don't know exactly what, but we'll figure it out. So, yeah, you can support the show on Patreon or Substack, or there's if you want to sponsorship information on our website. So, yeah, we get to go to a convention next week. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a long drive, but we get to go away for the week for a few days. Next week's episode, our episode will be on the road. We'll be at the convention or somewhere. We'll figure it out next Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll be at the hotel next Thursday. So
yeah, or an Airbnb.
Yeah, so we'll probably film there as a con outlook.
Oh, and guys, guess what? This weekend at McGree's Crossroads, we're going to have our booth set up for the community.
We might set up our booth because I'm changing it up a little bit. So we might set up our booth at the yard sale just to see what happens. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, and I'm going to sell lemonade.
And we'll do lemonade. So we'll see. Maybe we can make
and
some money this
stuff
weekend.
That I need to get a giveaway.
Yeah.
like my Funko Pop boxes. Nobody's going to buy those.
Yeah, so we got a community yard sale this weekend. We leave Wednesday to start driving. We'll be there on Thursday. We got the convention Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday evening. So we got all Friday morning to do whatever. Hang out with Chris, go to Allegra. That's what we'll do, really.
I spent an entire day touching paper there.
Yep, we did. So we'll go. We'll do that. Yeah, and then we'll come home. So we won't have weekly polls next week, but we'll have a double weekly poll the following week. So speaking of which, I'll go first, and we're going to it just worked out. We had enough to where we could alternate this week.
We're getting low.
So I'll go first.
I go first?
Well, you have three, and I have four. So I'll do one, you do one.
Okay, fine.
I do one, you do one.
Go.
I do one, you do
go.
One, and I do one. All right, so first up, I got Dungeons & Dragons, The Fallbacks, number 3. Ooh. All right, what did you get? First one.
I got Supergirl, number 13, this cover.
Ooh, yeah, I got you that cover. I don't know what cover that is, but...
Who knows?
All right, next up, I got Doctor Strange, number 6. My camera's in a weird spot. There we go. And then what'd you get?
I got another Supergirl number 13.
Yeah,
I got
that's the
A cover.
A cover. Yeah. Hold it up a little bit more. You didn't hold it up quite long enough. There we go.
There's a clear.
Yep. Perfect. All right. Great. And then I got the Mortal Thor number 10.
Dup, 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 dup.
All right. And the last one you got
is Magic and Colossus.
Susu.
Number 4.
Number 4, Magic Colossusu.
Yeah.
And lastly, this week, we got the Absolute Batman, number 20.
Da, 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 da,
it's featuring the Robin. He's in like a big mech suit. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I also got something this week.
What?
It's behind you. There's a whole row of them. On the wall.
What?
TCP.
Oh.
P. The Chronicles of Panel
The Chronicles
P.
of Panel P. There you go. Yeah, so that was our weekly polls. Which one are you looking forward to reading the most?
Rogue number 4 or number 3. I can't remember which one I'm on.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Remind me to add Rogue and Magic to our pull list because they're not on there. Rogue to pull list. The other ones were on there. All right. I'm looking forward to the Absolute Batman. See what the Robin issue is going to be cool. That'll be cool.
Robin?
Yeah, Robin is in like a mech suit or something. Yeah. So this is the first appearance of Robin in the Absolute universe.
Robin.
Yep. So that'll be cool. What'd you read this week? Other than, yeah, you had EOG stuff, and the last couple days have been fun school days. But what'd you read?
That Eternal Diet, and that's it.
Okay. I read The Journey into Mystery, the Mighty Thor. Wearing my Mighty Pete shirt today. 227 to 233. So, on to we are in volume 5. I finished up volume 4 on Friday. And yeah, so I've read a few issues into volume 5 of the Omnibus. So that was pretty cool. And we're in the middle of Loki and another Loki attack on Midgard. Odin's in a forgetful spell. That's kind of crazy. So he doesn't. Yeah. Thor asked for Odin's help and Odin is nowhere to be found. So what'd you play this week or watch?
I made bracelets and hot glue hearts and I played Fortnite, and that's about it.
Okay, a little bit of Fortnite. Made a bunch of bracelets. Sounds good. What did I tweet or do? A little bit of Slay the Spire. We dumped Solasta this week. We played some other game. I can't remember.
What is Dump Solasta?
Well, we just didn't play it. Nobody was having fun with it. So we're going to go back to playing Baldur's Gate next week. Played some filler game this week. Blarney, I think. It's like a little dungeon crawl game. It was all right. And yeah, that was about it. I didn't really watch anything this week. I haven't had time to watch stuff. I've been uber parent the last couple weeks. Ubering my parents, shuttling my parents around to doctor's appointments and such. So we didn't really go to a convention last weekend. No, we had a weekend off. I actually took a day off. That was fun. Went to my buddy's house, hung out for a while.
And then, yeah, it was Mother's Day last week.
And then we had Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Yep, happy Mother's Day. Had some good food.
I gave my mom Legos.
I gave my mom mulch around trees. And then painted a bunch of mulch because I got lazy. After 30 bags of mulch, I was like, I'm done. And then I painted the rest. The paint actually looks good, though.
My shoes.
Yeah, well, don't walk through it.
I can't help that when I'm playing basketball.
Well, you know, we'll figure it out.
Because sometimes I fall in it.
So, yeah, we didn't really have a convention. But mail time, we did actually, this ain't really mail, but I won a drawing. Shags, oh, God, I don't remember. I'll have to pull it up. I'll put it in the link below. But follow him. He's a local creator, does a lot of comic stuff. He did a drawing. I won. So this was actually in my poll box when I went to the store today. He dropped it off there. I know there's a couple things in here, but I can't remember everything. So I'm going to open it. We got some cool cards, some Upper Deck Spider-Man cards. Oh, and some stickers, it looks like.
Stickies.
All right. So hold on. We got... let's see, we got Mary Jane, Ant-Man, Ben Parker, Namor, Silk, Elton Prince, Montez Ford, and Hawkeye, just like little trading cards. Then I got an Aw Yeah Free Comic Book Day sticker. It's pretty cool.
I want that.
Yeah, I figured. A Scooby-Doo sticker.
I want that.
Shags Comics and Toys. Aw Yeah. And he's got a little Volkswagen bug on there. So there you go. Shags Comics and Toys. He's on this sticker. That's pretty funny. That's him, though. That's Shags with a beard. He's got a beard. You see, there's a picture on my website of me and Shags, too. I'm not going to show that picture, but it's funny. It's not that bad. It's just funny. The Mystery Incorporated gang. That's pretty cool. Oh, God. Velma, maybe? No, it's not Velma. Who is that?
Daphne.
Daphne. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It is Daphne from Scooby-Doo. And then we got some comics in here, too. Got to unwrap all this bubble wrap. I'll give you this bubble
wrap. Yay!
Not right a second, but...
I like bubble wrap.
Let's see here. I know there's some Mark Spears monsters in here. Oh yeah, the Silver Surfer Part 3 Annual, The Return of the Defenders. That's a pretty cool comic. Oh, it's signed too. That's very cool. And then we got a Dynamite number 1, The Archie, The Army of Darkness. It's pretty cool. Some more stickers. Hey, it's your favorite.
Harley.
Oh, there is a Thor sticker on there, though.
Is there a Harley sticker?
Oh, these are not stickers. These are temporary tattoos.
Is there?
No, it's Marvel, so it's not Harley. It's got your favorite Captain America, though.
Yay.
And Thor. It's got Thor, though, which is awesome. So some Avengers tattoos. And then some, yeah, Mark Spear's Monsters looks like issue 8, some variant covers. It looks like Shags. This one looks like the Hulk. Frankenstein is the Hulk. Mark Spear's is Dracula. Mark Spear's Monsters. That one looks creepy. It's like a spider. Ooh.
Oh, I don't want that one. You can, I don't
Yes.
know.
That one looks like, what's his name? Red Skull. I'm sure it's not, but it's what it looks like. All right, so that was our mail time this week. So that was pretty cool. Now we have a guest waiting in the wing. So, all right, well, I'll keep talking. So that was our mail time. Other mail time news. I mailed a bunch of stuff. So I think 85, 90% of the Kickstarter is mailed out. I'm still waiting on a couple of you to fill out your the project page, the product launch, what is it called? The project. Oh God, I just drew a blank.
Oh.
Project management. There's a couple more people I'm waiting on to fill that out, and but all the rest are mailed. So, and there's a couple that I have to hand in person to some people. But yeah, it's pretty much wrapped up, so that's pretty cool. And yeah, so now we're gonna welcome our guest. Maybe.
Should I applause?
Should you applaud?
I'm going to applaud. Is that a good applause?
Sorry, I think I hit.
Hey. Oh, you're fine. I was like, it's a decline. I was like, oh,
No,
maybe
yeah, I
it's
don't
not.
want you on here for like, no, I was just kidding about this whole time. I was just, dragging you along, saying,
Right. Yeah,
no, you're
let
not
me go find
really
another
gonna do it.
podcast.
Yeah, go find another podcast to be on. No, I'm
Yeah.
just kidding. No, I had like a when I hit the record button, there was like a little pop-up thing, and like it was hiding the let in button. So I was trying to like hit the side of it, and it hit the decline button instead. But
Oh, yeah, no worries, no
I got it up
worries.
there on the other side, so it worked out. Well, normally I don't let people that have never been on before join this show, this episode, but we got to
Right.
hang out with you for what, I don't know, 8 hours, 10 hours, however long it was.
Right.
We tabled to get right next to each other all day at Free Comic Book Day a couple weeks ago at Hidden Temple
Yeah.
Toys. Had so much fun. We sat there and talked all day in between selling our wares. It was a fun time. We did pretty good for especially
Yeah.
not costing us a dime to be there.
Right, we did.
So I did pretty, we did about, I don't know, 90, 80, 90 bucks.
It actually cost us more than a dime to go there because of gas.
Okay, touche.
So
Gas is
$1,000 is pretty dang
exactly.
expensive. So
Right. Plus, I had to
we're
buy
in the negative
breakfast.
still.
Plus, we went to dinner. So, I mean, in all said and done, we literally lost money again, but not as much as we normally lose.
Well, it balanced out. It
Right.
balanced out.
And we did it. We
So
handed out a bunch of our cards, which was awesome. I just dropped my
that
screen.
is cool.
That's all we have left.
Yeah.
Are the
So
cards?
luckily, we're going back to Traverse City, Michigan next week for a 3 day convention up there. So I've already told my buddy at the print shop, I was like, hey, go ahead and print some of those because I'll be there Friday to pick them up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that'll be good. I'll be able to get a restock on those. I'll ship them to me, save a little
Right.
bit of money. But you are a fellow comic creator. Tell people about your book while
I
you're
am,
here and who
yes.
you are and your backstory and like your social security number and all that stuff.
My lore. Yeah, I'll give
Yeah,
you all
your
my
lore.
lore.
Exactly.
My lore. So I have a copy. I just pulled one out of thin
Sweet.
air. This is Love Game Beyond the Gates of Heaven. I've been working on it for about 4 years. So a
Wow.
good chunk of my 20s went into this book. But yeah, it's pretty much just about a guy who wakes up without his memories, and he doesn't really know why he's on like a wanted sign, him and his dog. And all these crazy bounty hunters are after him, and they're trying to, turn him in for the prize money. And they all have these crazy abilities. And then he's drawn to the gates of heaven, where he later reveals more about why he's missing his memories and kind of sets up the rest of the story. So this is really where it ends for Act One, is kind of him getting to heaven. So there's a lot more to go. So it's going to definitely be a long going series.
Is that the first six in that book or first four?
So I do have the four, I do have the four volumes separately. This is volumes 1 through 4 all together.
Yep.
So this is everything that I have so far, plus a bonus story, which you probably heard me say a couple times to the customers.
I heard the spiel.
Gotta sell them on the bonus story.
Exactly. No, because I read the first one, and you also have them available to read on your website for free if you really wanted to.
Right.
I read digitally for the podcast, but otherwise I hate reading digitally.
You like, I know I totally forgot to give you a physical copy.
But I did read the first one today, and you love cliffhangers because that was a hell of a cliffhanger at the end of that.
Right.
At that issue. So, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I loved the story. The bounty hunter thing. It took me a minute to get there, but I really enjoyed that part. And then they find him at the end and he's like ran out of gas and I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Right.
But yeah, that was awesome. So how did you come up with this story?
Yeah. So I guess it was, I think it was 2022 when I first started writing it. And ever since I was younger, I'd always like kind of have these scenarios or these like almost music videos in my head when I listen to music. So there is this really cool ambient sound or like ambient album called Absence by Delora. And it was just very like synth wave. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, I'm picturing a scenario of this guy, you know, riding on his motorcycle with his dog on the back of the bike. And there's these wanted signs everywhere. And like everyone's just chasing after him. And he stops at a gas station. And then he just like, just attacks and transforms into this this superpowered version of himself. And so I was like, you know, I was explaining it to my friend and I was like, I would really love to make this like a real thing, but animation takes a really long time. And you know, video game dev is really hard to do, especially by yourself. So I'm like, what's the, you know, the easiest way I could do it? You know, it might be time consuming. What's like the easiest way that I can do it where I still have like my current skill set. I don't have to learn all these different things overnight. So I was like, I guess I could just do a comic. So I told my friend about it while we were waiting for a Pokemon game at a midnight release. And I think in his head, he was like, oh, this is cool, but you're probably going to forget about it in a week or so. So then later that week, I started the first panel and I just kind of kept going and kept going. And one page turned into two pages and it turned into a chapter and then two chapters and a volume. And I just never stopped. So I definitely went back a couple of times to redo some things, but, so yeah, that's kind of just,
How long is it going to be? I know you have four volumes out now. How long is it going to be?
Until I finish?
Yeah.
So I kind of have, you know, the inspiration of my favorite manga artist Araki, which is the guy who does JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And the way he kind of does his stories is he just kind of keeps going. You know, he had one of his parts because he breaks all of his instead of like seasons, they're all different stories. So they're like miniature stories. So you know,
one of them just do hundreds of these things and just keep it all in the same world.
Well, I would say the main character Cub story, I'm going to keep going until, until I'm sick of it. So I'm probably going to go for a couple of years. This, you know, Rocky, he's gone for almost 10 years, you know, and then he finally is like, okay, let's start the new part. So I think I have a couple plot points I want to get to. Once I reach them, then I think it's, time to retire him.
Show a couple pages because I love your artwork and style. Just show off a little bit of that, you know, the coloring and stuff. Because you do all that yourself, right? The coloring, the lettering, and everything.
I do. I this is where all the magic happens, right here.
There it is.
My drawing tablet
and everything. I noticed that when I stopped talking for a minute.
Right. Yeah. So this is one of the pages from the first chapter.
Perfect.
And then I'll show you kind of a newer one. Let's see. This is kind of the more recent
back it up
part where he's in heaven.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah,
the coloring. I love like the splash of coloring. Like it's not full color. It's not full black.
Yeah,
it's just this splash page of color. That's been pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've had with creating this?
I think a lot of the biggest challenges I've had was kind of converting how I consume media and breaking it down into a comic book form. So, you know, when we watch TV or animation or whatever, we're relying on the sound and the visuals to tell the story. When we read like a book, we're reliant just on the words. But when you have a comic, it's kind of somewhere in between where you have to rely on almost frames and you kind of have to tell those stories in specific images. So I think it was kind of, you know, saying, okay, if this is a story, what frames do I highlight and what words do I emphasize? And will people get the in-between, you know, the in-between the different panels? So I think just kind of changing how my mind worked in that way and almost like visualizing a tiny cameraman in my drawn world to kind of picture, okay, where would I stand? What would be shown? And definitely a lot of trial and error. I've tried a couple of different angles and stuff, like a weird over the head one and just weird different things that I've tried. So I would say, but ultimately I would say probably just messing around with different different angles and making sure the reader understands you know, what I'm trying to tell them.
Makes
without
sense.
Holding their hand. Yeah.
Makes sense. Annika, do you have a question?
Do you want me to go over my question?
You can. Well, not
yeah, of course.
Not this or that yet, but the, do you have questions?
The one question that you put. Oh, okay. What is your fave Easter egg in your work that fans might have missed?
Do you
That's
do
a good
Easter
one.
Eggs?
I do Easter eggs, yes. A lot of my family and friends are named after characters and stuff. So, and my dog, he's in the other room, but he's based after Tiny Bite. But I would say one of the biggest ones that kind of inspired me, and actually I brought it, was this hat I used to wear when I was a little kid. This is the actually the main hat that Cub wears. So when I was little, I really wanted to, I always would draw myself as like a cartoon character wearing this hat. So I thought it was a really cool nod to my younger self to, you know, to draw myself in that hat. So, and it's the same one. So it's fallen apart a little bit, but I've worn the hat so many times for references and stuff like that. But so I would say the main, Easter egg would probably be just, you know, the fact that it is based after a younger, you know, version of myself in some aspects.
I think I asked you this when we were sitting next to each other all day, but are you from North Carolina?
So I was actually born in New York,
okay.
Near Syracuse.
That
yep,
makes
upstate
more
New
sense.
York.
Yeah, I live
yeah.
in upstate New York. I don't know if I brought that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, what part?
Just outside of Elmira, New York. So just
Elmira.
South of Syracuse. So.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I know where that is.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna pretend I'm gonna be like right.
It's about an hour south. Well, so there's like Syracuse and Ithaca, and then Elmira. So
right,
and I was right outside Elmira. It was pretty close to. It used to make me mad because everybody says we're from upstate New York.
Right,
I was 10 minutes from the Pennsylvania border, so it took me a long time.
So you were downstate.
Right. I considered, like, how can I be upstate when I'm in the south of the state where, like, there's another state right there?
Right.
You know, it was many years it took me to realize New York City is the only thing that matters.
They need to separate the two.
They do. It needs to be its own state out there.
It needs to be called, like, New York and a half or, like, Big New York. No, honestly, Big New York or Old New York.
I like Big New York.
I think would be... Big New York, yeah.
I'm hoping to take Annika to New York in August, so we're going to
go. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Get good pizza.
You want pizza? Yeah, you'll get some. In the city part, big, or I'm going to try to see if the name sticks. Big New York or
yeah.
New York City?
No, we're going to Big New York. So
Big New York, okay.
Yeah, get some good pizza, go to some museums and big tall buildings. It's funny because we'll drive like on 440, like going to like Glenwood or whatever, and we'll be passing those big apartments there, like near the CarMax and stuff. And
yeah,
like, this is New York, and I'm like,
you're like not yet,
not even close.
They tumble.
You guys should check out Southwick Beach if you've ever heard of that.
I have not.
In upstate, I think it's Lake Onondaga or something like that.
I don't know.
It's I don't know. Near.
Have you heard of Watkins Glen?
Watkins Glen,
New York. It's at the very bottom southern tip of Seneca Lake.
Seneca Lake.
It's one of the Finger Lakes in New York.
One of the Finger Lakes. I vacationed on a Finger Lake. I don't know what finger.
Don't know which one.
I don't know what finger.
Well, and NASCAR races there too. They have like a road course there. They were just there last weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
But I have a friend that lives in Watkins Glen, and then we go to Horseheads and Erin and Elmira, get some really good Pudgy's pizza. I miss the pizza.
Okay.
But anyway. All right. So I have some.
She's like, no.
Yeah. She's had a long day.
Like...
She got hung up on like a collapsing bouncy house.
I almost died in a bouncy house.
Girl, what's the story? What's the story?
It's tea spilling time. Okay.
Right. So. Yeah.
I'll cut it out from the first part of the episode.
Today it was field day at my school because it's like the week after EOGs, everything's done, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Okay. We had field day today. So it was like a different, usually they have like limbo and like water balloon stuff and whatever. But this year was different. Bouncy houses. Yeah, three of them. Okay. And I was on one. With three of my friends and, like, two other people. Okay. We were jumping, having fun. And then it started deflating. And we were all
honestly disrespectful. I would have been
Exactly. It's horrible. And I was. Okay?
As you should be.
So we were all stuck in, like, this side and the other... And it was, like, going up. And then and we were touching the ground. And then after, like, a few minutes of us screaming help, someone finally noticed and came and saved us.
Wow.
And we were holding it up.
They were probably like, let these girls, leave them alone.
We were holding them up. We were holding the bouncy house up. And there was, like, there was a lot of us in there. And we were holding it up. And there was not enough oxygen. And we almost passed out. And it was bad. And I'm never going into bouncy house again.
I told her the teachers were probably trying to thin out.
That's your lore. That's your villain lore right there.
Exactly. I almost died in a bouncy house when I was 11.
Right.
I don't need her to be a villain any more than she already is.
Well, that's her origin story.
Right. Exactly.
The bouncy house incident of 2026.
So yes. Joker falls in a toxic waste. You know, you get suffocated by a bouncy house. So what's going to be your, like... villain name?
Balloony.
Balloony.
Like baloney.
Or loony balloony.
Yeah. There you go. Loony.
Loony balloony.
Yeah. And you instead of having nets, you just have like plastic, like garbage bags, and you suffocate people, put them in garbage bags.
Yeah.
There better be Glide. Glad.
Or the pink one.
Glide is another.
Pink ones smell like cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. Yep.
Yes.
Limited edition.
Right.
But valid.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Only in springtime, but you know.
Right. Normally I'd have bunch more questions, but I do have fun questions for you. And then she's got to answer that game that we're going to play. But I guess this being a little bit quicker of an episode, when you get your next book out, you could definitely come back and we can, when you do your next volume, every time you read from, you can come back, but you can't, because it's the first time on, I always ask everybody their first time on these few questions.
Okay.
So who was your first favorite superhero or comic character that you fell in love with or liked?
That I fell in love with. It's funny. I knew I was like, talking comics, he's going to ask me my favorite comic book character. So I came somewhat prepared.
Sweet. I've had people watch episodes, write the questions down, and then like study them before. I'm like, you cheated.
Right. I know. I would say, and this is going to be really basic, but probably Batman is probably my favorite.
Wrong with Batman. I have Batman in my background. So, you.
Oh, you do.
I ask these questions because they spark conversation.
Right.
So we didn't really, how did you get into comics? Like, you started as an artist, right? Like a graphic artist for video games, right?
Right, yes. And a character artist. Mm-hmm.
You know, you decided, comics is a medium that you could use, right? Get your story out. So, what was your introduction to comics to start with?
Right. I know I sound like a fraud.
No,
I'm
the same way. So don't feel bad.
No, I had a friend. He's like, you really don't read comics. You really don't read. So why are you making a comic book? And I'm like, you're honestly right. I really don't know why. No, I would say for me, I've been really into manga.
Okay.
Which is kind of like a Japanese comic.
Yeah.
So, I was really inspired by manga. Yeah, mangas they're definitely more popular here, or they're becoming more popular.
Right.
And I really use that as a lot of references rather than traditional comics. And I think the reason, because I was calling it a manga for a while, I'd be like, oh, I got to work on my manga, blah, blah, blah. But no one knew what I was talking about. They're like, what is a manga? And I'm like, it's a manga.
I do that but all the time.
Manga. What's a manga? Yeah, manga.
Bad jokes.
Yeah. I'm like, Jenga? Are you trying to say Jenga or manga? But I guess I just kind of realized that it's because we live in America, a lot more people are familiar with comics.
Right.
My art is in English, and it is not that you can't obviously read English manga, but it originates in English. And there's things like gas stations and very rural areas of my comic, so it is very American inspired in a lot of ways,
right to left.
Exactly. So I would say it does appear more like a comic. So that's kind of why I picture my story kind of like squeezing into a room with other comic books. Like, hey, y'all got room? Right. Y'all got room here.
I feel the same way. Because you said you don't read, you don't do recon. Like, I would read comics like I did as a kid a little bit. And then I did in my, early 20s or late 20s, early 30s. I went through a stint with my oldest daughter. We got into comics for a little while together. And then it wasn't until she got back, discovered comics, till Annika discovered them, where I was able to get back into them and go dust off my one comic box I owned, right? And pull them out and start doing this. And, now I have, a crap ton of, boxes around me. And then I wrote one. Like, I didn't read hardly anything. I don't read books. I don't read unless I'm forced to by a job or, something. I hated reading. I'm not a writer. I've never written anything in my life until then I decided to write a comic. Like, what?
And people, and I respect you for saying that, because people always lie and they're like, oh, I love to read.
Oh,
I'll be what do you do when you get home? Honestly, when I'm home, this is what they'll say. Honestly, when I'm home, I can't put a book down. I'll read 13 books in an hour. I'm like, relax, girl. You're not impressing anyone. If anything, get a life, girl.
Right, get a life.
Like, get a life. But
I am not.
I'm not saying reading books aren't good.
Right.
I just feel like some people
exaggerate.
Get a little carried away with how much they read. Yeah,
I don't. Like, I read now. I do read comics now, like crazy. Not as much as I should, because my to read pile is almost in frame.
They're stacking up.
But I do read at least one a day. I read one Thor issue a day.
Right, that's what you were saying. You're going through challenge of
my challenge of my Thor collection back here. I'm getting all the Mighty series and the omnibuses and epic collections and stuff. So I'm reading one a day. Started at the beginning. I'm on 234. I think I'm on tonight. So
okay,
you're better than me. I read one a week. Not even sometimes.
Yeah, it's getting to be summer, so we're about to both start reading some more. So
well, when I was 11, hated reading.
Me too.
Or any type of
book. My mom would buy me books and she'd be like, just go pick out a book. We'd go to the bookstore, you know, because my dad liked to really read. He read a lot of Westerns. And my mom reads, you know, whatever, like, I don't know, John Grisham books, which are cool. They're cool movies. That was that. See, I'm that weirdo that's like, oh, there's a movie. I'll go waste 2 hours watching the movie versus 18 hours reading a book.
Exactly.
You want to save time.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. They're like, they'll be like, oh, you didn't notice the small details that were in the movie.
Must not have been important enough to put in the movie then.
Right. Yeah. Like, let's summarize here. Come on. We got things to do. Let's summarize.
The cliff notes, not the.
Right.
What were you going to say?
Not the. Okay.
Here's something that's so unfair.
So, okay.
We had to do a book report for school. I don't read regular books most of the time, unless I like really and interesting in them. Okay, like the one I'm reading right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I go on Libby to get the audiobook. Okay, and the boys' and the girls' books were separated, okay?
They had to read different.
Which can we talk about for a second?
Yeah, right? She was already mad because the boys' book was thinner.
The boys' book was thinner and had bigger text. The girls' book was thicker and had smaller text. And my teacher said, they're going to take the same amount of time to read. One of my classmates finished the book he was given in the first day that he got it.
Wow.
He likes to read.
Okay.
That's crazy. What if you were like, I don't want to read this book that was assigned to me. Can I take one of the smaller ones? That's crazy.
No, she's like, stop comparing them anyways. So I go on Libby.
Okay.
I search up the boys' book. It's 1 hour to read. 1 hour. I search up the girls' book. It's five. 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Four more hours.
So we were hate crimed.
Right.
Yeah. Four more hours of my life.
That's crazy.
Just saying.
That's crazy because I'll admit it there, but like I still can't believe that I actually wrote something and it exists in this world.
Something
I wrote and hired an artist, but I wouldn't trade. I loved it. And now I have stories in my head that I'd never had before.
Right.
Like I want to write more. So that's even weirder. But, you know, here I am.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's the creativity is infectious. Once you come up with something, you know, you want to keep going.
Plane ride, because the last time I was on a plane ride, I had a 5-hour plane trip to Seattle and back, five each way. And that was the time I wrote the first script. So I need another long plane ride to do my next book.
Right. You know, yeah, for your inspo.
Do you remember the first comic book you ever read?
So the first like real, I would say, you know, I mean, it was a manga. It was probably, story wise, it was Captain Underpants.
Okay.
When I was little.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then I would say like more of a traditional, like kind of panel to panel. It was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I think it was part 5, Golden Wind.
Have you read any JoJo?
You're like, what is that?
No.
I know. So I don't read. I tried. I cannot read right to left.
It's hard. It's hard because often
read left to right. And now you want me to try backwards? I can't do it.
Yeah, I'll be holding it sometimes. It'll be like, I haven't read it. If you haven't read it in like a week and you go to pick it back up, good luck.
Exactly.
You'll be like, how, like, where do I open this book?
Right.
Sometimes my bookmark is like in a weird position. So like, I don't know which page I'm on.
Like, I guess I'll just reread it, the whole thing.
Exactly. I had to do that with my Sailor Moon book because I lost my bookmark and I go to read it. I was like halfway through the book and I was like, dang it, I lost my bookmark. So I just reread it.
And you like remember certain things that you already read, but you're like, oh, but I don't know. I don't want to miss anything. So
exactly. It's
honestly the worst.
Yeah. I was surprised how much that happened. So reading some of these Thor books, Some of them, like if I read the comic edition, it'll have like reprints of, or even like the newer Thor books sometimes will have a reprint of an old Thor comic in it.
Right.
And it was like, I'll read it and it'll be like, man, I've read this one, and I'll reread it. I'm like, oh, I remember every single page of this. This is crazy.
Right.
It's so weird.
Just from like, yeah, reading in the past.
Do you have a current favorite series that you read? A current one?
So, it's gonna, I'm gonna give you two.
Nope. I just write my own.
Okay, I'm gonna give you three.
Okay.
Just, yeah. Yeah, three. So obviously JoJo's was our adventure, but I feel like I'm saying that a little too much.
What you like, it's what you like.
So then I would say my next one is Junji Ito. I've been really into Junji Ito. He's a horror mangaka, which is like, you know, he just does like horror. And he's pretty gross. Definitely not for you, girl, but when you get older. And then one I want to get into, and this is for Carmen, if you're listening, it will get done. Because she's like, oh, you're not even a fan, you don't read it. It will get done. And that is Berserk. You might have heard of Berserk.
I want to read Berserk as well.
It was that big statue behind us that was like $2,000.
Yeah.
It is Berserk. Yeah. But I read the first volume. I really want to read. Yes, they're big. They look like Bibles. They're thick. They're thick.
So are these omnibuses. These things are, what, like 500 pages? No, like almost 1,000 pages in these.
Yeah, that is a big boy.
So, yeah, I get it.
They're about that size. But I would say I definitely want to, you know, start and finish that one. But
there's
it's
a
hard
lot
because
of them too. There's so many.
There's like four. There's about four of those. I think the original author unfortunately passed away. And I think someone close to him finished volume 14 for him. So I think it's picking up from his friend, so which is interesting. So
there's 14 volumes?
There's about 13 or 14 of those really big chunkers.
Jesus. Okay.
So they'll definitely take up some room. I have the first one, so
I know Yellowbird has I think a few of them.
That's cool, they do manga.
Red ones.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I want to try to read Berserk too, but that's going to be a while.
Yeah.
And if it's left or if it's right to left, I'll never read it. But is it
Unfortunately, yeah, cuz it is a manga, but
gotcha.
You could always, I know you don't like reading online, but
I don't.
You could always, you know, do that as well, but they have websites where they like scan them in, and honestly, it's nice sometimes because, like, you know, if they release a new chapter in Japan and they haven't converted it to English yet, fans will do fan dubs for it, so you can kind of get to read it ahead of time. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, here's a fun one. If you could live in any comic book universe, what one would you choose?
If I could live, definitely not Berserk. I would be very depressed.
I don't know if I'd survive very long.
I'd look good though, because the characters look really good in that comic, but I'd be beautiful but depressed.
Gotcha.
But I would say the Magic School Bus comes to mind, honestly.
Ooh. That's a new answer. I love that.
I don't even think it's a comic. So I guess I took my own spin on it, but I would say Miss Frizzle.
But they're small. Yeah,
it's probably small. Not, but I would say, like, how cool would it be to be hanging out with Miss Frizzle?
Yeah.
You know, some of the places, I'm pretty sure she went inside someone's body once. They shrunk down and they went inside of like someone's. That. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No, there was another one called Adam. Inner Space. That's what it was. Inner Space. I think it had like the guy that I don't know the guy's name. He's a pretty big actor, but Inner Space. Dennis Quaid, I think who was it? But they like shrunk down like this like spaceship into the size of, you know, microscopic, and then injected it into the body, and he's like going around the human body, you know, doing stuff.
Oh, is it like his name is like Jim, he's like a worm or something like that, or not? No, that's something else. It's, I know what you're talking about. He
it's
has
an
like
old,
this...
I mean, this movie came out when I was a kid, so That was many moons ago.
I think I know what you're talking about. But yeah, because honestly, I was thinking like Batman or whatever, but those are like some of the darker Joker things are like very grotesque and dark. So I don't know if I'd...
Yeah, Magic School Bus is a great answer. Like some of the best answers I've gotten is like Garfield, Peanuts, you know, so like, you know, Snoopy running around.
The Peanuts.
Worst that could happen is Lucy pulls the football away from you, you know?
Right.
Those are like the two that stand out that are like, you know, the peaceful worlds, but Magic School Bus. Right. Next one.
But honestly, I probably could have, I don't know, maybe thought of something better, but that's...
Hey, that's what this is all about. First,
that's what came to mind. Magic School Bus.
If you could have any superpower, what would you choose?
So if I could have any superpower, this one is going to be more niche, but it would be the power to rewind time.
Ooh.
So I always have dreams where I can like rewind time by like the minutes or like the second. So like I'll be fighting someone and then like I'll just rewind the clock on my wrist and then it like rewinds time and then I'm like, you know, I'm over here. There's one of my favorite video games. It's called Life is Strange and it's about this girl and she has the ability to like rewind time. And in the game, you get to do that too. If you make a mistake, you get to like rewind and everything reverses around you. So I would say, yeah, rewinding time for sure.
I like that. Rewind time.
Yeah.
If you screw something up, well, we'll just rewind. Try that again.
Rewind, yeah.
All right, two more. And then she's got her stuff. But which comic book character would you want as a sidekick? Or manga character?
Or manga character. I'll do a comic book character to... I would say... Well, I mean, not Robin. I'm gonna tell you who not...
any character. It doesn't have to be a sidekick. You can pick any character to be your sidekick.
Any character...
So you could choose Batman to be your sidekick.
I probably... Batman, I feel like, is the main character, though. So would be a hard dynamic. But I would say that... what's his name? The Superman dog? It's Superman's
Crypto.
Cousin's dog. Crypto. I would probably choose Crypto.
Crypto's awesome. Annika likes Crypto.
Probably Crypto. Like, some sort of animal. It would have to be an animal.
An
animal. Because I don't want no human. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, they take up space and... You know, they're stinky. Like, I'd rather pick an animal of sorts. So,
actually, yeah. I'd rather have a cat, to be honest.
Okay. What's her cat?
I would
name?
Choose a cat.
Have a cat on the covers there, but I don't know what
I forgot
cat's
his name. Sparky.
Oh, is that a.
It's a Supergirl comic.
It's a cat.
She's got like, a cat and a dog.
Yeah.
Every.
That's crazy.
Issue, yeah, they do a.
I'm more of a cat person.
Really? Okay.
Like a variant cover.
I only have two now.
She does. She lost a cat last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And then today my teacher had to play a movie where a cat died.
Rude.
Yeah.
So you were being hate crimed.
Again.
Two times today.
Three. Yeah. You need a lawyer, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then a few days ago, we went to like a band night, and my friend was swinging on the swing, and the swing literally was rusted, and it broke on her.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So they did your girl dirty too. They did
exactly,
your girl dirty too.
Exactly.
That's insane.
They did us both dirty.
I was gonna say, let me grab my real life sidekick real quick, and then I wanted to show you really quick. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay.
Animals. Now, Annika's gonna love this.
Yeah.
I think he said he had a dog.
Yes, I do. I don't know if you can still hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. My headphones. Okay.
I'm used to having my own headphones where I can just take it down. That is a
This is Cosmo
dog.
Star.
Oh
Cosmo
my
Star.
Gosh. It's so cute.
It is cute.
Yeah, he's who Tiny Bite is based after.
If you couldn't tell.
So cute.
So what I need to get him cut.
What if my cat has autism?
One of your cats has autism? Not the cat on a spectrum.
Literally. Or anxiety. Something.
Well, because you drive it crazy.
You know what? That's her real superpower. That's your cat's superpower, is power of autism. Which is a superpower.
There you go.
I don't really know, though. He might have anxiety or autism because he's kind of freaky. No, he, like, does weird things. He's, like, every time I, like, tap the table, he like, jumps. And then whenever I try to pet him, he has really long claws. So whenever I pet him and then leave to go to school, he just goes.
He probably has sensory issues.
Maybe.
Talking about the orange cat.
Yeah. Orange cats are different. I stole that one from
That's
my
funny.
Sister.
Wow.
The orange cat. Well, what's this orange cat's name?
Nacho.
Nacho. Okay.
I renamed it to Nacho Dorito Chachis.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, it was that's the full name. That's yes. That's his government name.
Yes.
Government
yeah. Chachis.
All right. Chachis. So the last yeah. one I got is if you're, yeah. I love this question because if you come back, I have an updated version of this question.
Okay.
If your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
See, I did actually listen to that. You asked that, another yeah. person and I was like trying to think about it. So I would say it would be called Unfortunately Iconic.
Unfortunately Iconic.
Iconic, because sometimes it's just unfortunate that I'm so iconic and it does affect me.
Okay.
And I feel like being iconic is just anything you do in life, you just got to be iconic.
Circle your answers. So you're.
Right. Oh, yes. I need pens.
You'll learn.
You write that down, girl. Write that down, girl.
Well, she has a.
I lost my pen.
Oh, yeah. Fell on the floor. I've thrown two over there.
Give
today.
Me.
Oh, God. Things are happening. Things are falling.
The pixels are like going crazy right
yeah.
now.
I
for
don't,
me.
I don't
Her iPad is not having a good day.
Can I have another one? This is. Hey, third time's a charm.
Did you catch it?
Yeah.
No, of course not. All right, now I have no pen.
Oh, you'll live.
All right.
Okay, give me a second. Let me just circle my answer.
Oh, yeah, she's got to circle her answer.
Oh, yeah, take your time.
The answers do make sense, by the way.
Do
okay.
they? Do they?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
They do.
This is like, you ever watch Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I have not seen that, no. Whose Line Is It? I've heard of it. I've heard of that for sure, but...
Well, when Drew... Well, I think in the original person. I don't know, maybe all of them. But basically, it's like they joke about everything's made up and the points don't matter. This
right.
is similar to that. She makes up her own answers.
No, I don't.
She makes up whether in this or that, it's basically a personal opinion, right? But to her, it's right or wrong.
Okay.
And she assigns points to it
it's
somehow.
It's to my personal opinion.
Right. So that makes it even
okay.
harder. You got to think what she might like, but it's actually asking you what your personal favorite is.
But she's low-key judging you.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes.
There you go.
Got
All right.
it.
There, finally, somebody's explaining this.
I am a judgmental little
Someone.
Person. Yes.
Well,
okay.
All right.
And
sure.
I'm a judgmental big person, so.
So,
yeah, judgy.
Question time.
Okay.
Time.
Okay. I'm ready.
Plot first or script first?
Plot or script? That is a good one. I would say for me, it's a third option, which is art first.
Oh.
Not the curveball. No, to answer your question, I would say probably the plot.
Okay, Dad, you go now.
Script.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, and I never win. So
oh, that's... yeah, you picked the right answer this time.
Oh, so I'm the one that lost.
Yeah.
Got it.
We're only on the first one.
On the first one. Oh, you'll get your redemption soon.
Yeah, you'll get
Okay.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference. Like,
But I like that question. That's good.
I got the question right, which means I got like 1 point. You got it wrong, so you got like -1 points. But when you
like
get the question right, you'll get like 20,000 points, and I'll get like, and if I get one wrong, I get like -100. So
you have the dad bias,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Next, digital drafts or old school notebook?
I'm gonna say old school notebook because the first bit of Love Game Media was technically or like the script of the story, it was hand drawn. And they were stick
Ooh.
Figures. So I would say, yeah, hand-drawn.
So notebook. I'm going to go notebook as well.
Okay. Well, Beth, you got it correct.
Do you draw normal, like, do you draw digitally now for all your books?
Yeah, so I use my drawing. I don't know if you can see it right here, yeah, but I use my drawing tablet. Sweet. I pretty much, I'll do like for story and stuff, sometimes I do paper, but for like character concept art, it's just easier to use my computer.
There you go. What software do you use?
Photoshop.
Okay.
Yep. I tried Procreate on my iPad. It's a great software, but I am so used to that thing. I've been using that thing for almost like 10 years.
Gotcha.
I don't know if I can
switch. Right.
If I can switch right away.
I get it.
Are you ready for the next one?
Ready.
Okay. World building or character development?
These are some good questions, girl. World building or character development? I have a bias because I'm a character artist, so I'm very character heavy. I will come up with a story around a character that I create. So I created Cub first, and I created the story around him. So I would probably say character development.
Okay,
but I've learned to appreciate the story building more.
Okay. You go down now.
Man, I you know, once you said it that way, I have to go more into character because, you know, Panel Pete, our mascot, is our character in the comic as well. And all the stories revolve around him.
Revolved around him, yeah.
So I'd have to go character building.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, world. Oh, wait, I already said that one. Cross that out.
Yeah, it gets a little small.
Okay. Coffee-fueled writing or late-night crunch?
Late-night crunch, because I actually do not drink coffee. And I feel like a lot of my best work is at night. So.
Okay.
Late-night.
Okay. You'll see at the end what your score is. Okay.
That was judgmental. Right? I could tell there was something.
But which person?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Even though I answered the same.
The shade.
Right.
Okay, I like it.
Working solo or working with a team? Or no, collaborating with a team.
I do love to. Mine is kind of in between. I love to like come up with the idea myself and then bounce it off of someone. I like to bounce it off of like my best friend after and be like, hey, what do you think of this? And they usually always have really good feedback to, oh, what if you did this or that? But I think initially I do like being the main person that comes up with a story. I like collabing with other things for sure, like side products or projects. But I think like in terms of like main story, I do like to just be the sole artist and author.
Okay.
Mine's collab. I hired an artist and we worked so well together. It was like, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Okay. I'll just give you a hint. Y'all are tied.
Wow.
Okay.
I must be doing
She either really likes you today or she really hates me.
Right? One or the other. I don't know
what. One or the other. I'll find out.
Okay. Story arc planning or one shot focus?
Can you put that in a sentence? I'm just joking. Okay, story arc. You said story arc planning?
Story arc planning or one-shot focus. So, like, I'll go first. Like, my focus is on one-shot, right? Because my story is a standalone story, standalone one-shot adventure. So it's all contained in that one issue. I like the idea of, because my mascot is, you know, a comic word bubble, he can be in any timeline, in any universe, in any situation, right? So, like, Annika wrote the little zine that we had, you know, Panel Pete Goes to the Moon, right? So that was really cool. And, like, I'm working on the origin story of Panel Pete, which is going to be a medieval-type story. And then, you know, I want to do a Western, and I want to do, like, a dime store, you know, detective novel-type story. And so that's the cool. So they're all just going to be like a bunch of one shots, and then I can put them together as like an anthology once I get four or six of them. So that'll be really cool. So I focus more on like the one shot, but then we're finding now one of people's favorite characters in the book in this current book is the lunch lady, because some of it's set in a school.
That's what you were saying. Yeah, one of the side characters. Yeah. People really, so people, which is interesting.
Love, it is. So people love, I had to make it a sticker. So I made a lunch lady sticker. And
I love that.
Know, and now we're working on, or Mike's working on, he wants to make a couple zines himself, you know, like Annika did. And so he's doing Tales of the Lunch Lady.
Which I love that.
Yeah, she'll be like a John Wick type assassin at night, and then slopping food in the trays in the day.
But what, I love that.
Wait, I can't wait for it.
But what if the assassin killed the people, and then that's what they eat?
You better tell Mike that.
I'm doing it.
I'm messaging.
I like
Mike.
That.
I should make.
And
that.
See, that's what's so, like, side note, but that's what's so important about listening to your readers and the people that, you know, right. support you, is like they know what is really good, and you want to give them what they really like. For me, a lot of people really like Dream Station, one of the brothers, the one with the stars on his head.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh really? Like, he's cool and all, but like, y'all really liked him.
Like,
so
yeah, he's not my favorite, right? Like,
right, he wasn't my favorite, but I definitely have made him more of a main character, and he's going to kind of have his own spin-off, like solo chapters, you know. So I think listening to kind of what people like, and it's always like, you're always surprised, like, oh really?
Right.
Like, oh, interesting. Like the lunch lady or Dream Station or, to answer your question, I would say I like more of the long haul. So like this, probably the story, like I want my story to be continuous, not just a one shot.
Okay. Interesting.
She's like, oh, well, interesting. Yeah. Like looking at me up and down, like, okay, girl. Here, girl.
Okay.
You're lucky the screen's pixelated so I can see your eyes roll.
Right? Exactly.
Okay. Original IP or licensed franchise?
In terms of like what we like to partake in terms of creatively, or?
Yeah, like, I think it's more like, I think it's more of a, if, so this was geared to more of like the people that write for like Marvel or DC that we've had on, right? It's like, do they like more writing for Marvel? Like they get
or their own stuff.
Or their own stuff, right?
Yeah.
So for you and I, it's pretty much our own stuff. Maybe we have aspirations. I don't think I do. Maybe I'd write a cool Thor story one day. I don't know, because, you know, I like Thor, but
I think it would be more attention drawing. I think I would definitely have a lot more followers and viewers if I did make a lot more fan art. And that's what I was talking about with one of my other friends who does cons, is like, you know, when you have all original content, sometimes you do have to make some fan art essentially to kind of make your money back for your booth. You know what I mean? Like make some comic characters.
That's a very good point, because I,
you know, they'll sell, you know, people like Thor or Spider-Man, you know, they'll buy a drawing of Thor.
So it's like, I have somewhere here, you know, like I have the Mighty Pete stickers, right? And the shirt, right? He's on my shirt, but it's based off Thor. So it's kind of fan art, but it's changed enough to where it's my own character, right? We just did, so Colin Hawkins from Nuff Said Books did that. And he just did another one for me. He turned Panel Pete into He-Man for the new movie coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So that one was pretty cool. So he's going to work on like a bunch of them. But you're absolutely right. Like, I mean, I've sold more of those stickers than any others.
Right.
Because, or, and that cover too, like, because it's the cover of the book. It's just like a facsimile of, you know, the Journey into Mystery number 83, the first appearance of Thor. He kind of recreated that with Panel Pete. I sell that just because people are Thor fans, just like I am, right?
And I think it's because, people are comfortable with these characters, you know? So, I think people are comfortable with these characters, so they gravitate towards them, whether it be like a Mortal Kombat game where you don't know any of the characters, but the DLC character is Omni-Man and you are very familiar with Omni-Man. So you get the game just to play as him. So it's kind of similar to that.
I agree. So which one did we pick, Annika? I don't know. I kind of get it.
I think we got original IP.
But okay. I would pick that one too.
Okay.
But I am seeing the benefits of licensed, which I can't afford a license at the moment. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a job. I can't get it. Nothing. No,
okay. Notes in red pen or digital comments?
Digital comments or notes in red pen?
When it says...
I would say...
Wait.
What?
When it says, like, notes in red pen, it means, like, writing it down or whatever.
Like, writing it down.
Yeah.
I would say definitely the digital, because I write all my stuff in a Word document, and then I'll have my friend kind of go in after with the script and just kind of grammatically correct me a little bit and be like, oh, use this, or I suggest you use this. So it's so much easier, because then I can like copy and paste onto my panels into the text bubbles. And yeah, it's definitely a lot more easy that way.
Agreed.
Though I do appreciate the pen, the red pen. It's just, it's a little bit easier to do on the go. I can, you know, I can do it on my right. phone, my computer, you know, anywhere I go, I can.
Yep.
Okay, then you might not want to answer this, but you can. You can answer. Go ahead.
No, I said digital.
Oh, okay.
I thought there was another question she was like directing towards me or something. I was getting scared there for a second.
Right.
Anyways, brainstorming session or silent focus time?
I would say brainstorming, because I'm never quiet when I'm brainstorming. I need to be pacing. I need to be walking around, talking to someone in the shower. Like, I can't just sit and be like, I can appreciate people like that, but I feel like I need to hear myself talk and like, you know, go through different things in order for me to have a good idea pop up, you know?
Okay. Dad?
What were my choices?
Brainstorming session or silent focus time?
I like brainstorming session.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Last one. Deadline met or perfection achieved?
See, again, deadline you and I don't really have deadlines, right? So
Yeah. Which you're right. I've tried to create deadlines for myself. Like the convention I was at in February,
yeah.
I did try to give myself a deadline of having the hard copies done, having chapter okay. eight done.
Oh, yeah, we do that.
And not all the time, though. I know there's a lot more strict stuff. But I would say, I mean, ultimately, yeah, to perfection. I mean, because you don't want to have to crap a whole bunch of stuff out. The thing is, with me, I do the deadline to perfection, but I'll give up a lot of different things in my life. Like, I won't hang out with anyone. I won't go to the gym. I won't do this or that. I'll just be, like, glued to my computer. And by the end, I'm drained, so I need to take, like, a month or two off, you know? And I think it can be very, you know, yeah, just draining. So I would say to perfection, probably, ideally, you know?
I love it.
Okay. But what about you? About 3 seconds.
It's so hard because, like, I'm more of a deadline person. Because I set a deadline, like, when we did our book, like, I had a deadline. Like, we picked a day we were going to the print shop. So we were under tight deadlines to get, you know, certain things done before we got there. And then even when we were there, we had deadlines set, you know, throughout the day to pick the paper so we could order the paper at the right time. I'm a crunch deadline person for sure.
Crunch deadline. Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right, here comes how bad I did.
Let me do some calculating because I did tally marks instead.
The tally marks. Okay, while you do that, I need to just check something super quick.
Okay.
And then I'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh.
Not the O.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Sorry, something's fallen off my dresser.
Okay, so let me just.
I picture that meme with all the math equations.
Right.
I don't know if you.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, girl, just spit it out.
Okay, so you.
Me?
Okay, so you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tally marks and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dashes. So for each tally mark, you got 10 points. For each dash, you will lose 10 points.
Size 0.
Yes. And you
so you canceled yourself out.
So for every tally mark you got 100, and for every dash you have, you got 1 point deducted. So you had 500.
Not the favoritism.
So you had 5 checkpoints, and
so he got 495 points to my 0, even though we got the same amount of correct.
Ish.
Game is rigged.
No,
that's
isn't.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You had to use.
I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna put that on my resume.
Do it.
I won this or that on Talking Comics podcast episode.
Right, by an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's gonna get you to be like the highest job ever.
They'll be like, get the job. Right. Give them the job.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, give him the job. He won a this or that against Annika. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be worth something one day. Not today, but one
yeah,
day.
Keep the scripts too.
Yeah. All right. So two things. You gotta give a piece of advice for other creators.
Hold on. Before he does that, he needs to have a victory speech.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. You have to give a victory speech for your win.
As well as the advice?
And then yeah, so maybe
then the advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so the victory speech, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm glad I won 495 points. It was honestly pretty easy. That's the victory speech. If I can do it, you might be able to do it. Yeah. You probably will.
I'll never know.
If you're AJ, you probably, unless you're AJ.
Right, exactly.
this specific AJ.
Yeah, cool. Unless you're me, right? Unless you're dad. Yeah, you get nothing.
Or Victoria.
Or Victoria.
Right.
Ooh, we ought to bring Victoria.
Yeah.
Me versus Victoria, my oldest daughter.
Who's Victoria? Who is this?
That's
Eva?
My daughter, my oldest daughter.
Your oldest daughter? Okay. Sister,
so yeah.
She's,
okay.
She'll be 25 this year. Jesus, I'm old.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to laugh at that.
All right, so we got the victory speech. Now you have to give a piece of, you know, advice for creators or inspiration for creators in the world.
Yeah, I would say some advice would be to just start with a page. You know, if you're trying to do a comic or a book or anything creative, just start with a small piece of it, enough to where you can get somewhat of a visualization of what it could grow into, and just keep doing it. Just add a little bit, even if it's, you know, once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year, just keep adding to it. And then if you like what you see, you just stick with it. And I think we need to experiment with different things in life, because, you know, we're not always going to like the thing that we first start off doing. So,
right.
You know, you could try 1,000 different hobbies and still not find your thing that you're into. So just keep trying. That way you can say, oh, I tried it. I'm not into it. I'm moving on to the next thing.
100%. So, all right. Yeah. Lastly, tell people where they can get your book.
Yes. You can get my book from volumes 1, 2, 3, or 4 or Act 1 on delasmo.com. Or you can always DM me on Delasmo, my Instagram. I do a lot of, I'm going to, forgot the name of it, but it's a Wendell convention in September.
Epic,
which I'll post.
Icon or something?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Epic. I'll be there, so you can always buy in person if you don't want to pay shipping.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm flexible. Message me. I could drop it off. I was, when I first released it, couple years ago, the very first beta copy, I drove around delivering it to people in their mailboxes.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I'm like, you got mail.
You got mail.
And they call the police. They're like,
who is this person
in my lawn?
In my yard, putting stuff in my mailbox.
Putting stuff in my mailbox.
Well, thanks so much for joining. Thanks for hanging out with us.
It was
fun. Games and questions and everything. I'm glad we were able to work this out. We'll get you, like I said, again, when you do your, you know, issue 5, let us know. We'll get you back on to promote it, however you want to promote it. And yeah, we'll definitely see you at some conventions, whether together we're vending together or we just attend. We'll definitely see you at some conventions coming up. And
of course,
thanks again for joining.
Yep.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. I felt like part of the family.
Awesome.
AJ number 3.
AJ number 3.
AJ number 3.
Yep. I love that.
AJ number 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
And 3.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Pam and Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free preview of The Chronicles of Panel P by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.